It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. On Tuesday morning, rescue workers recovered the body of a 24-year-old backpacker from the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Officials with the National Park Service say the male backpacker from North Carolina obtained a wilderness permit for the Warner route, and he indicated he planned to return to his vehicle on the South Rim outside of Montrose Saturday, June 11th. Brant Porter is with the park.
Sunday, when the individual was overdue, rangers began searching the area by foot, and having not located the individual by Sunday evening, a helicopter search was initiated on Monday, and during that helicopter search on Monday, the hiker's body was located along the Warner route below the Warner Point overlook.
Porter says the popular Warner route is a rugged, steep trail.
This tragic event is a reminder to everyone to use utmost caution when traveling in the Inner Canyon. The canyon's steep, it can be unpredictable, and it can also be unforgiving.
The Montrose County Coroner's Office has yet to release the identity of the backpacker. Some voters in Montrose County got incorrect primary ballots in the mail. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Ballots went out earlier this month. Montrose County Clerk and Recorder Teresa Gein says it all started with the news that some voters in Mesa County got incorrect ballots.
That they had had a misprint with their vendor, who is Runbeck. We use the same vendor. And so I was concerned about that there was a possible situation with our ballots since we use the same vendors.
She says Runbeck assured her the county's ballots were fine. However, two voters came into the clerk and recorder's office last week with ballots that read Democrat, even though they are registered Republicans. So Gines contacted the printer again.
They said that they had found where in the production of Montrose County ballots, 32 of our ballots had to be regenerated, had to be redone for some reason. They said it had to do with the programming error.
She says the county has notified the 32 people affected by the misprint, and any voters who notice issues with their ballot should contact the clerk and recorder's office. Election officials in neighboring Delta and Ouray County say they haven't heard of any problems in their area. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
People attending Denver's Pride Fest this week will notice higher security. As Benta Berkland reports, that's a direct response to the gay nightclub shooting in Orlando.
The executive director of the state's largest advocacy group for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community helped organize a vigil for the shooting victims at the Trax nightclub in Denver on Sunday. Dave Montez says there's a sense of shock, sadness, and anger in the community. Ahead of Denver's massive Pride Fest, he advised the LGBTQ community to continue to stand against bigotry and hatred.
We have to rise above the angry rhetoric. It was a gay nightclub. It was targeted because there are gay people who were in that nightclub. We don't want that to get lost in the coverage.
Many public officials have called the attack terrorism, but Montez says the target also matters. When tens of thousands of people converge for one of the largest Pride Fests in the nation, security measures will include fences and even metal detectors. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
As the energy sector declines, the state government and communities across Colorado are feeling a 1-2 punch to their bottom line. KBNF's Jake Ryan reports.
Colorado collects a tax on minerals extracted from the state. For every piece of coal that leaves the ground, the state gets a cut. It's called severance tax. It's a big deal, but not only for the state budget, but part of the money gets distributed directly to towns near mining, like Paonia. Jane Berry is the town manager of Paonia. She says a few years ago, they were receiving a nice sum of money from the state.
2014, we actually jumped up to $102,000 and change, so about a $14,000 increase.
That changed, though. Last year, Paonia only saw $73,000 from severance tax.
And we really believe, although we put amounts in our current town budget for 2016 of $63,000, I think it's going to be more down in the $45,000 range, the combination of severance tax and mineral leasing.
A loss of $80,000 can't be shrugged off in a town so small.
A chief of police, two full-time police officers being able to do street work. In the past, the severance tax and mineral leasing has amounted to about 15-16% of our operating budget for the general fund, which is where police, parks, streets, and the general administration the town are paid from.
She says now the town faces even deeper cuts than they were expecting. There's also another related issue that affects towns like Paonia, grants. Part of the money that's collected from energy companies goes to the Department of Local Affairs, who then gives out major grants to towns that apply for them. But a recent state Supreme Court case ruled that Colorado owes BP America millions of dollars in tax refunds. The real kicker is that other energy companies may come knocking on the door looking for their millions of dollars. The total liability right now is unknown.
We don't know yet what that could be. We do understand that the potential is as much as $120 million. That is not a firm or confirmed number, but that's the outside of what this could be.
That's Denise Steptoe, communications director for DOLA. She says that the state is working to figure out how much exactly they could owe. This was a completely unexpected expense for Colorado, so to make sure that they're covered, they're battening down the hatches.
In a prudent step, which we all agree is a smart move, is to just freeze everything until we understand what the lay of the land is, and the state can then determine how we're going to move forward.
So for now, no grant funds are going out. She says a lot of towns may feel this impact.
Local governments and communities often do not have enough money in their budget to do all of the things that need to be done to operate their towns. And so this money is critical. These are not frivolous projects. Will this have an impact on them? Absolutely.
Paonia is a perfect example. They received a $1 million DOLA grant to fix a water system that's almost 100 years old. Without that grant, Barry says the town would have had to borrow money, something she says may be an inevitability going forward. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
At a meeting in Jackson, Wyoming, Monday, the U.S. Energy Secretary said renewable energy is playing a far smaller role in edging out coal than another fossil fuel. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
Secretary Ernest Moniz was addressing a meeting of Western governors, including governors from states like North Dakota and Colorado. He said that people often lump fossil fuels like coal and natural gas together and pit them against renewable energy sources. But...
Well, the facts are what low natural gas prices have actually hit hard is coal and nuclear. So there's no way around the fact that we are on the pathway to a significant transformation.
But that transformation is hitting coal states hard as producers file for bankruptcy and lay off workers. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.